Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how he's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, today we want to look at a familiar story to probably most of our listening audience. It's the story of the healing of blind Bartimaeus. We on occasion, here at Lenawee County Mission, we like to focus on this little story, and it's because it has a real powerful application to us personally. So we try to make it more intimate rather than just some sort of historical event about the miraculous powers of Jesus. Okay? So, if I could have someone read from Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, beginning at verse 46, I'd certainly appreciate it.
Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, initial ponderings. What jumps out at you? Anything?
The faith the blind man had.
Okay, where do you see that enlivened?
He asked Jesus to heal him.
Okay. Could it be like when he started to, he hears that Jesus is in the vicinity and he just kind of throws off everything. Right? Understand, I mean, in a sense, he throws off all of his possessions. He's a blind man by the side of the road. He's poor. In a sense, he's almost a beggar because he can't really function. All right? So all of his property was in his cloak.
He threw that off.
He got rid of it. Nice. That's a pretty powerful testimony. I mean, you know, we can't even come off our bridge cards. To follow Jesus or anything else. Right? What are we really willing to give up? That's a pretty good measurement. That's a pretty good barometer of the integrity of our faith. Okay. So I think it starts back then. Right. And yes, gentlemen, there are times where you need to be persistent because the cats who are following Jesus say, "Man, keep that guy, that stinky-footed homeless guy away from me." Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. The master has no place with you right now. Then we see the compassion of Jesus, who kind of overhears and oversees a lot. This is that kind of, hey, he's calling for you. He's letting you through. You know, so Bartimaeus kind of gets cut through the bodyguards, and he gets a one-on-one with him. And I think in the one-on-one, gentlemen, is really where this story takes a personal slant for you. I want you to really think about what Jesus says to Bartimaeus. Jesus says, "Justin, what do you want me to do for you?" See, in this story, Jesus is asking every single one of you, what do you want him to do for you? How do you answer that question?
That's like me being like Bartimaeus, blind, being in the dark and being rejected by people, and asking Jesus, you know, have mercy on me. Jesus, can you heal me, make me see the light, to make me feel loved by you, and to have mercy and grace on me. They're showing me that you're there for me, you never leave me nor forsake me. So that's like me being blind, not literally blind, but spiritual blind, being in the darkness, being rejected by people, not being loved. Just want Jesus to know, to have mercy on me. He goes, you are healed by your faith, now you are loved, now you're my kid. Go and love others like I love you.
Okay, anybody else?
Yeah.
I
always thought or was told by certain people, but learned otherwise, that when you pray, you know, you ask for certain things for other people, don't ask for yourself. But like Solomon, now I feel like all I want is a heart for God and wisdom. And that, it just gives me life. Instead of living, or instead of surviving, I want to be living.
Very good.
I want to be truly human and be what I was.
All right, flesh that out for us. What do you mean by truly human? You're not a human?
Well, to be more.
You a fake human?
Be more Christ-like and created as Jesus, or as God originally created us to be. You know, love one another, act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly. And you know what I mean?
Keep going.
And we just, you know, like love for the poor like he wants us to do. I see people doing it, you know, but I don't know. That if there was more people doing it, it wouldn't be a problem at all. And it obviously is. Anger's not that big, and yet there's a lot of homeless people. And I just want to be more, you know, more faithful and do more as Jesus would do and what he expects us to do.
Okay.
Someone's got to go.
Yeah.
I think talking about, like he said, praying, you know, try to ask for this or that, but really, like it says, Matthew here, and your Father in heaven already knows what you need before you even ask him. So I think what we need to have is like the blind man's his face, knowing already, Jesus already knew what he wanted, what he needed. But sometimes you do need to reach out and ask for it. But I think initially we just need to have faith. And like you said, have a, you know, heart. He knows what we need better than we know what we need. And he knows every number of the hairs on our head. He knows what's better than we know ourselves. I think we just need to take faith, have faith in that. He's going to take care of us.
Well, if you bring up the component of faith, then we're back to at what lengths will we give up our possessions, our security blanket, and take the risk to go respond to the question, what can I do for you? Hey, we encounter this all the time. You take your car to the auto shop and you walk in and the guy behind the counter says, how can I help you? What can I do for you? Right? We have customers coming to Blessings and More. Is there anything I can do to help you? We're familiar with people asking us, and we seem to say, well, you know, if I'm in an auto body shop, here, I got in this accident. You know, my car's being towed here. I've got this type of insurance, you know, I need an estimate. We start telling them what we want. So why are we hesitant to do that with Jesus? Or are we hesitant? And if not, then what is it you really want from Jesus? And if you tell me Powerball winner...
I think, like you said, it's just giving up those, not his possessions, but like his blind hands, gave up everything just to follow him or respond to him. I think that's the hardest part, getting over that hump. Giving up everything.
I think the only thing I've never truly had, man, and I'm desperate for is peace, man. Like peace of mind, but I can't stand my own thoughts. The actions I even do sometimes after I think about them, I'm like, why did you do that? Even if I think it's hilarious at the time. And like you said, man, sometimes we do help people out when they come and ask us what we want. Or say, for instance, somebody asks us to help them out, we do that. But do we ever go out of our way to ask people what they want? I tend not to. I don't intentionally do it, but I wait for somebody to ask me for help usually.
So sometimes we'll be blind Bartimaeus underneath the tree. We'll hear Jesus is in the vicinity, and we'll make no effort whatsoever. Because we'll predetermine in our own minds, oh, he doesn't really want to hear from me. Okay, listening audience, these gentlemen are shaking their heads.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay. Gentlemen, this is radio.
Radio.
All right. What were you going to say?
He brings me hope in everything I do.
Well, what do you want from him?
What do I want from him?
That's the question. See, I think sometimes we don't think in terms of you. I think Randy's wrestling with this pretty well. It's nice to see Ivan and Justin kind of recognize this in Zach. But sometimes we don't think in those terms. That Jesus really is open to, listen, bro, how can I help you?
I'm just waiting to bless us.
What do you want? What do you need?
Right,
and this is a one-on-one. And so maybe the first question we ought to ask ourselves is, do I really think in terms like that? And if not, then why not? Do I really believe Jesus wants to take time to hear what I want from him?
Yes.
Or am I really judging myself, going, no, he doesn't want to hear from me. I'm not worth it. You know, I've done too much bad stuff. This guy's poor and blind. All right, you were saying?
I don't know. I do ask him for things, for peace, serenity, being able to help another person today. I pray all the time for things going on with my family, this house. I talk to him about the needs of others, myself, you know, and pretty much he gives me everything that I ask for at this point in time, you know. So I know he's there working. I believe the things I do ask for do come true. I know he's there.
Okay, let's see. Will you stand up? We're going to do a quick exercise. All right, Jesus is in the house. And he flat out just asked you, what do you want me to do for you? What's your answer?
To be loved and not be rejected.
All right, what's your answer?
Be loved. Be able to give love back.
All right, what's your answer?
Peace.
Justin, what's your answer?
Keep showing me mercy.
Go ahead.
If you ask me what I wanted, I'd say go back in time and do things right.
Time travel. That's all right. Well, hey.
You want
hey.
A do-over. You want a do-over. I want a knowledge, wisdom, understanding of him.
Nice.
Better understanding. Take away my pain and the pain I've caused. Give me peace.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's the kind of thing we're... How comfortable was that?
Not comfortable.
Okay, so we got some work to do as far as really developing the intimacy of our relationship with Jesus. Because this long-haired Jewish rabbi from Nazareth, you know, has come along the roadside and he says, look it, what do you want from me? And you can say nothing. I don't want anything from you. All right, well, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019. Until next week, may God's grace and peace be yours.